The first trip Arthur took to South Africa was controversial, but it was important to his self-education. And Arthur became a leading opponent of apartheid and constructive engagement. Constructive engagement was the Reagan administration's policy of opposing sanctions. They wished instead to embrace South Africa's apartheid regime. Artisan Athletes Against Apartheid was a Trans-Africa initiative. We wanted artisan athletes to call for sanctions. There was no better way to reach out to athletes than Arthur Ashe, and no better way to reach out to artists than Harry Belafonte. We approached them both. They agreed to chair the committee, and the rest is history. Trans-Africa launched the Free South Africa Movement in November 1984. For more than 1 year, every single day, without exception, senators, union leaders, artists, teachers, athletes, and people from all walks of life marched with us at the South African Embassy to demand an end to apartheid. Arthur was one of those who stepped forward to march with us at the South African Embassy. We were understandably pleased to have him with us at that critical time. Anti-apartheid sanctions became U.S. law in 1987. Nelson Mandela and other political prisoners were released in 1990. But democracy had not yet come to South Africa. To maximize pressure on South Africa's apartheid government, Trans-Africa led a Democracy Now! Tour to South Africa in 1991. We met with a vast range of individuals, including Nelson Mandela, to strategize on ways to hasten the end of apartheid. And Arthur Ashe was, of course, a member of that delegation.